U.S. police say that a shooting that has left two people dead and 17 others wounded at a nightclub in the state of Florida was not an act of terror. The victims are a 14 and an 18-year-old boy. Police have detained three people for questioning, but there is no word yet on the motive behind the shooting. Local media say that four people remain at a hospital with serious injuries. Most of the victims are teenagers and children as young as 12. According to the police, the area in Fort Myers, where the nightclub is located, have been considered safe. This comes more than a month after the deadliest shooting in modern U.S. history at another nightclub in Orlando, Florida. That incident left 49 people dead and 53 others wounded. Let's bring in our correspondent, Colin Campbell, who joins us from Washington. What else do we know about the shooting at this point, given the fact, especially, that you're looking at teenagers that have been shot dead here?
They're looking at whether or not this may have been gang-related or not, what the affiliation was behind the shooting motivation. As they continue their investigation, they're looking at the time in which this happened and who the targets were. And because there were so many people who were injured because of the shooting, it looks like it may have initially been a targeted shooting, but that obviously spilled off and affected other people. Now, we're looking at the ages of these children, basically. They're all in their low teenage years. So even though the storylines are similar of nightclub being targeted and shooting, they're pretty much different stories. Yes, the shootings, yes, it resulted in fatalities, but the motivations behind the two seem to be vastly different. Lots of shootings go on every day here in the U.S., of course, opening that dialogue for gun violence, and this seems to be no different. As these were children at a party, and they seemed to be caught in the crossfire of maybe some other type of dispute that ended in gun violence.
You know, as more of these shootings are, even though they happen every day, are being highlighted in the news, do you think that based on what you're seeing, since you're there in the States, that this may bring on more violence out into the streets? Because obviously plenty of people out there have guns.
Yeah, I do believe that we will see more of these shootings. This isn't the first one. It's not going to be the last one. Whether or not this actually inspires more shootings, that's really hard to say. I sort of doubt it. Just like the shooting in Orlando, I don't believe inspired this most recent shooting in Fort Myers, Florida. But will there be other shootings as people use guns to resolve conflicts and disputes? Most definitely. And of course, we've seen that happen even between police and members of the black community. We've seen that between police and members of Black Lives Matter. There was an incident just a few weeks ago where a Black Lives Matter supporter got into a verbal altercation. This individual was mentally challenged, and he went to an officer's house, I believe, and broke through the window of that person's house. He was shot dead. Now, what were his motivations? Was he going to harm the inhabitants of that house? No one knows for sure, but we do know that what started out as a verbal altercation ended in a fatality with a shooting involved. We're going to see more of these shootings. Guns are part of the culture here in America. And as America, as the U.S. comes to grips with being part of that gun culture and how it will be, how it will evolve, whether it will be more gun control, and whether it will be more people getting guns, that remains undetermined. But we do know that guns are here to stay, at least for the foreseeable future in the United States, and Americans will have to come to terms with how they all want this to play out.
Thank you for that. Colin Campbell, it's good to talk to you. The correspondent there talking to us from Washington.